96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, November 7th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is CA News today, as we have Open Line Monday. That's right. That means you can call in and voice your concerns, or you can talk about what is trending on social media or what is in the news. And if you wish, you can invite me to give commentary on it, or we can engage and have some conversation. But as usual, I have one or two things that is on my mind, and I want to put it out to the listening audience so they can have something to consider and talk about if they want to call and engage me, right? First of all, I am concern about the molasses-like movement of the government dealing with the shanty towns. And I have noticed, and I'm trying to pull it up on my phone, I have noticed that as early as April, that the Minister of Works has been talking about doing something, taking initiatives about solving the shanty town. And I'm saying, Mr. Alfred says, it may be time for you to be replaced. Mind you, I love how he is one of the smartest ministers that we have inside this Davis administration. But the way that he's dealing with this shanty town issue is something that lacks luster, right? And in April 2022, he said that the government is investigating the development of unregulated shanty towns. They plan to get some conclusion so he can take to cabinet the conclusion of the investigation, right? And he also mentioned that we have a human situation in Abaco. We have thousands of people who are displaced and Bahamian citizens. And I'm saying, Bahamian citizens. I wonder what he mean by that. Because usually, you know, we say Bahamians, right? So Bahamian citizens and long-term residents, some of whom have been housed in the domes and have been displaced. And I'm listening to his words and say, you know, that good gentleman said Bahamian citizens for a reason and not Bahamians for reasons. Then he mentioned residents, like long-term residents, and that it's a humane or human situation in order to deal with the shanty towns. Another time in, what is July, right, 2022, that was April, now July, so the demolitions will be carried out in due course. It'll be multi-dimensional, and it has to be wait until notices. And I say, okay, there's another committee. The good minister planned to give another committee, you know, form another committee to deal with the shanty town. And then he said it's multi-pronged, multi-dimensional, different government agencies. That means this ain't happening no time soon. You know, this is from April. He's been talking about this. No, let's count the months, man. This April, May, June, July, August, September, October. You see how much months I call? Now it's November, so on Christmas. No, you don't. You can't be bulldozing people home in Christmas. So we can go into next year. This is 9 months this minister being talking about this. And then, you know, besides he speaking to the people in Spanish Wells, because he going to people in Spanish Wells too. He going to people in Andros. Every time he goes to the community, he goes to them and said that, you know, we got to talk about the human nature of this. You know, we got to be humane, and they got to go follow various systems, right? We investigating what's happening, right? We're going to form a committee, and that committee got to go to cabinet. You know, it's nobody going to cabinet yet. I'm not sure what the committee's them doing, but I know they ain't going to committee so to the cabinet yet for him to have a conclusion on what's to be done. Then this was the feather that broke the camel's back, meaning me being frustrated. The Minister of Works who's responsible for utilities, right, said that there are illegal utility connection in various shanty towns. That means they're getting illegal light and illegal water and whatever else what utility means, right, inside the shanty towns. And he said they are illegal, but he can't cut them off. He has to form a committee to find out how they get it, why they get it, right? And they will decide on what they will do to the legal connection. And I'm saying, man, if you connect my electricity illegally, I know what to do. You just flip the switch, click off. Come to me and explain to me how you get illegal electricity inside an illegal shanty town, right? Not no formal committee. So I see the minister playing with us. He need to be replaced. The minister, Alfred says, needs to be replaced because of his response or lack thereof regarding this illegal shanty town, because he's doing, to me, nothing. Now, I mind you, I cool with the injunctions, right? If you say you can't bulldoze no shanty town, I tell the injunction over, I cool with. If they say you can't, if the new ones they build up, you have to go and apply to the judge and say, well, these people build illegally, and grant a permission from the judge to bulldoze it, I cool with that. If you say you have to go and issue out notices and say, hey, you living in it, mind you, we know they live in. So I know how you give a notice to people who know they live in illegally inside the shanty town. But you say you got to give out notice and write letters to these people who live in the shanty town, I cool with that. But this being from April, and he ain't doing nothing yet. You know, we're still waiting on these committees. I mean, this is 3-4 different committees this gentleman said he forming. Right? And I concern. I see I have a caller here, and the numbers are 6232-325-4316-325-4259. And of course, there's a text line, which is 422-4796. And you can call and engage me, because I am concerned. I believe that the good minister take me for donkey. And I don't like it. I really don't like it. Because I don't think they can. So I believe the shanty towns are here in the Bahamas for life. And you know the key words there when you're saying they are Bahamian citizens living in the shanty town. I know what you mean when you mean Bahamian citizens living in the shanty town, because they give them citizenship, right? He's saying they're children living inside the shanty town. I know what he mean when he said they are children living in the shanty town, because you give their parents citizenship. So, and I know what it means, said, well, we can't be humane. We have a duty of care, you can't move them until they have some place to go, and that the Minister of Housing are creating housing to solve. See, I didn't see what I didn't see it. But anyway, Pastor Caller, their producer. Let me calm down and read my notes whilst the caller talking. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How you doing?
Let me see if I can help you, right?
Help me, because I kind of lost.
We had a big rally in the United States yesterday called the Fundamental, right, Black American Reparation Rally. You heard of it?
No.
All right. See, a fundamental Black American, right, that's a Black American who slaved for that country. You know, that's a Black American whose parents were forced to work to build that country. You see, and us in the Bahamas, we like to call them indigenous Bahamians, but they are what you call fundamental Bahamians, foundation Bahamians. Hello?
I'm here listening to you trying to explain yourself.
Right, so it ain't like the, what's the guy name, with the school name after, Stephen Billet, right? Who's Haitian, right? Who was born in Haitian, who of Haitian descent. It ain't him. He's not a foundation Bahamian. He built a roof or something in the Bahamas or put in a window. But he's not. And then they deal with reparation. Reparation is an ethnic thing. It ain't a racial thing. You understand me? So let's deal with the reparation in Haiti. When it comes to reparation in Haiti, those same children who born in the Bahamas of Haitian parents, they are due to that reparation in Haiti. And reparation in Haiti is different from the reparation in the Bahamas for us blacks in the Bahamas. Because the French ain't did nothing to us. You understand what I'm saying to you?
No.
So we in this Bahamas, we are more concerned about other people or other issues, even the rights of the civil rights of the LGBT. That has nothing to do with repressive. We come to mix these things up and do want to take care of the poor Africans among us. Hello?
I'm here, Lewis. Go ahead, man.
See, and these are the things we need to address. All of that about all these Africans, these are black people. Sure, they are black people. They are Africans, and we care for them.
Hmm.
But we must not see and look at the black people, the Foundation Black Americans. They ain't hearing them people who talking about they. They're the Haitians or Bohemian scheme. They're poor and they doing this and doing that. Man, these people worrying about what their government doing for them because they saying the place belongs to them and they ain't giving up Africa either. Africa belongs to them too.
Okay.
They put in the work here in this nation, like Bohemians who came as slaves. They put in the work.
Lewis,
They built the forts and the other things and the like and many other things that they built.
Mr. Lewis, I appreciate you. None of that makes sense to me, but I appreciate your commentary about it. And we all need to share. I mean, listen to the whole that your diatribe and say, Lord, I hope it makes sense at the end. But anyway, let me get to the next caller, producer. Put Patrick caller through. Go ahead, caller.
Golly, they just talking away.
How you doing today?
I'm holding it. We need justice, law, and order in this country. Let me show you something before I make my main point. That brother, the last caller,
go ahead.
He made all the sense.
Let me engage you. What sense did he make? Go ahead. Then you go do your point.
When he spoke of the family of the black American today, slaves to bring the America to what it is today. Okay? They slaved them. Okay? Another point is, right? He was right when he talked about us. We are the main people of this country.
Mm.
Our people came here as slaves. They slaved white. So don't forget that. You go to the history there.
So Bremen.
Wait, hold your
I want to ask you this. The Conky Joe people ain't able to get nothing. Let's make it sure. The Conky Joe people ain't able to get nothing.
I never said that.
That's what
I
you said just said.
I speaking about our people.
That ain't the Conky Joe people? They ain't Bohemian?
Our people includes our people. When I say our people.
So you mean the Conky Joe people too?
Say it again?
You mean the Conky Joe people too?
Yes.
And they were slaves, you said?
I know one thing.
No, I'm just trying to follow you where you said because you said people were slaves.
Don't be facetious with me. Listen, I know they was poor. Because let me show you. I grew up with some of them. And my daddy used to take me around a lot of them when I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a senior now with great-grandchildren. So I know them.
I still hear listening to you.
Okay. So I'm not ruling them out at all.
I'm just making sure you're leaving them out.
Let me say something before I make my main point. If you go on East Street Hill now, right,
mm-hmm.
just above the candy kitchen,
mm-hmm.
the Baltimore candy kitchen, you would see what you would call metal in the wall, in the wall, because you know that's all rock there, right? Mm-hmm. Real rock,
mm-hmm.
where the slaves used to be hanged on that to be sold. You need to go there and take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I understood what the brother was talking about. Okay? Now my main point for calling, right?
Go ahead.
What you got to remember, right? See, we already spending all kind of money to take care of everybody here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We not getting anything back. We need to start getting some of our tax money back. The thing is, when it comes to the shanty town,
mm-hmm.
let me show you something. When you want those people to stay in it, which in that's not the law, because if I were to build something onto my house, unless government gives me approval,
mm-hmm.
they would have me break it down. Okay? It's our money would keeping everybody in this country afloat, mm-hmm. and anybody who want those people that came here illegal and live in shanty town and in shanty houses and stuff like that, they need to go to international people mm-hmm. and get money to take care of them. Because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to electricity, telephone, we are to have them be established, to have them continue floating. From that time, from when I was a little boy, we had electricity, okay, and we had to pay. So what I'm saying is they are there because of us, and we're getting nothing. But other people could come in this country and utilize them, those things, for nothing. That's foolishness. They can't be illegal. Build on our crown land, which is ours. It was put in escrow from the Queen Elizabeth for us, okay? And they're using it for what they want to. And those guys in the House of Assembly, you talk about intelligent, right? I tell you, Hannah, what's her other name?
Martin.
She had the most intelligent woman in there. Person in there.
I believe because she has European blood. You know, she mix up, you know. She ain't no organic Bohemian.
Yeah, but she's still.
I'm just sharing that you don't have to be an organic Bohemian. You don't have to be organic Bohemian to be a patriot. She's a good woman.
What I'm saying is, right, you said how that boy, what's his name?
Oh, the gentleman.
What's his name?
You can't call the man boy. He's a man.
Yeah, but you said how he's so intelligent.
Yes, he's most brilliant.
But I'm showing you.
What do you have?
Say it again?
He's brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
Still need to fire him,
though. When you talking about intelligence, I tell you, the poison in there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She has the poison in there.
Mm-hmm.
And let me show you something, right? Something else. You cost me for
you can't hog up the show. I have people all lying.
Yeah,
blinking.
But what I am saying is, I want you to be trying to put in the Bohemian people here to make the people take care of those people. We're not taking care of our own people. And you're coming here illegal and living free off of me? Man, behave yourself. Don't encourage that.
Okay there, Bremen.
Thank you.
But I know I ain't say that. I'm talking about the Minister of Works and whether he's saying that, but you're blaming me all the same because you ain't listening. But I have another caller there. Go ahead, caller. Welcome
I wish you. Yes, thank you. Boy, I wish I could just address your question.
Go ahead.
As it relates to the shanty issue, the members of parliament who...
Members? You there, caller? Where did you go? You're just going to talk about the members of parliament. First of all, I would like to say a congratulations to Miss Gaynell Curry, who was being named United Nations Permanent Forum to the United Nations Permanent Forum for People of African Descent. She is Bohemian, and this is a big title she has, and we need to celebrate her and recognize her and herald her and make sure that her picture and her name is known all around the Bahamas. This is Miss Gaynell Curry, and she has been named to the United Nations of Permanent to the United Nations Permanent Forum for People of African Descent, and that impressed me. I want to talk about also Kingsley Black. He is stalling on this union negotiation. He claims that the government can't do what they got to do because he wants more. But his union only about 2,000 people, and the public service have, 20,000, and he's stalling for people to get their benefits, and people are concerned, right? So I have a text right here. It's a great show as usual. Question, are we ready for Hurricane Nicole? And also, if the hurricane happened to hit the capital hard, does the government have a plan to deal with this destruction other than them leaving New Providence and going to live in Miami? Man, I pray to God there's never any major devastation that happens in New Providence because we know how important it is. We've been talking about that for decades. We know that. We need to have a comprehensive conversation on what is our plan if another Hurricane 5 comes and destroy one of the other islands in the Bahamas. I know we're still waiting on that community center or hurricane shelter. I'm not sure whenever that can start and finish, But I am concerned still. People in Abaco still living in shanty towns. So imagine if a Hurricane 3, 4 is on its way there. Will there be a mass evacuation? Where will you put these people? Are they coming to Nassau? Are they going to empty Abaco again and bring them to Nassau to put in these various places here? Are we going to house them and furnish them? So all that's a concern. One thing I also notice, right? Immigration had a major raid in Abaco. I mean, they took about 100 immigration officers and defense force officers strong. And they went into the farm. They went into the farm and closed the farm off and say, we are here to make sure only those who have documents to be in the Bahamas. And they lock it off like a week ago. So they gone to every house. And they did the exercise, and they said at the end of exercise, they only found 52 persons living in the farm that is undocumented, don't have any type of title or papers to live here. Everyone else had some kind of sort of papers. And I put that juxtaposed to the minister or Minister Sayers and say, perhaps that's what he's talking about, that the people who live in the farm are Bahamians. And that the people who in Abaco who are complaining and say, man, all kind of foreigners there, all kind of immigrants there, ain't realize that this, they are the new Bahamians. They have documents. They have passport. They have work permits. They have permanent residence. And they have a right and a duty to be in the Bahamas. Not, maybe not in the shanty town. But definitely the immigration officer could not find more than 50 in those thousands of people. So they stopped. They said, man, they ain't even going over there to raid no more because they done check everybody. But I have another caller here. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me? Producer, pass that caller there through, please. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, morning, CA. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I talking if Alfred says doing a good job. I think he procrastinating. I think he procrastinating because he been talking from April. And every time he speak, he talk about forming a committee. He want forming a committee to turn off the illegal light. See, that don't make sense to me.
CA, let me be like this. I don't believe any of these major political parties is serious about quelling this immigration problem, okay? This has been something vexing from our parents' time. You know, we've had two major political parties in this country that has held the reins of this country over the past 49 years. You can tell me 50 years still, this vexing problem. We have not found a way outside of having meetings, outside of forming committees, outside of everything else. We cannot get serious about this matter. You see, I think personally, when you talk about it, people say you have the sensitivity of the subject. It basically fuels this tension between sadly to say us and them. There's no us and them in this particular instance. What I really think is, and my belief is, you know, there are those that abide among us that follows our way of life. The way of life here in the Bahamas is being threatened because right now, let me give you a classic example like what I said to someone yesterday. If you're running away from a situation from another country and the circumstances and the environment, why come here to the Bahamas to instill the same environment that you say you're running away from? That doesn't make any sense. The Bahamas is a land of law and order. You want the Bahamians, okay, to follow law and order, but we're watching another set of people here not following the same law and orders that you're asking us to follow.
Jeff, you're preaching. We don't know this. The but issue is, no, let me tell you. The Go issue ahead. Is whether the Minister of Works is doing his job. We know about the shantytown. We already voice and our point and our position for the shantytown. I know you don't want it there. The point is, what do we do? And is our government responding to it properly? Now, let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, let me add this 2 cents in it. First and foremost, if you're talking about national security, all right? National security, we don't even though they're around taking statistics and this, that, the next, let me tell you something. I don't even believe in them. You know why? Because so many fraudulent, alleged fraudulent documents are around. You cannot, you have nobody here who's really being serious about really interrogating these persons to get the information that you need. You have a lot of these JPs who are suspect in giving and signing off for people who they don't know, all for the filthy lucre. These things we have to address. And until the government is really serious, and when I say government, I'm not talking about the 38 that represents us in parliament. I'm talking about the Bahamian people. We are the government. Until we are serious about making the 38 in our parliament really accountable to we, the government, i.e. the Bahamian people, to bring about the information that is needed and then begin the process of rectifying the situation, we will be talking about the same thing for the next 25 to 50 years. That's the bottom line. Government is concerned, to be honest with you. Like I said previously on another show, I don't see any serious movement on this matter of illegal migration in this country. None. I don't see it. Okay? We've been talking about this for far too long, and it affects
the immigration minister bragged and said that so far they interdicted 2,000 people on the seas and deported them back. He bragging and said, we're doing a good job. This is the most ever they send back who they capture on the seas. But see, we're content with that. We're content with that. But they, like I said, they only find 52 undocumented immigrants in the farm. Everyone else had papers. I said, good morning, sir. For a Bahamian like me, it's very hard to gain a mortgage. There is so many red tape I have to go through. But the illegals can come and bill anywhere and nothing is being said. That's just crazy. And the good thing about it is the Minister of Housing has started a new program where you don't need to come up through any red tape or you don't need to come up with no large down payment. All you got to do is rent to own. So that's solved. You don't got to worry about that. And then this next test said the Prime Minister, Brave Davis, invited him here. That ain't true. I ain't going to let you lie on my good Prime Minister. You're lying on him, and I ain't going to read the rest of that text. Nero, you stay there hoping and praying nothing catastrophic happens in Nassau. That's your Bahamian biggest problem, always reactive instead of proactive. And I can only prepare for myself as best as I can. A hurricane, no matter what we do, there's going to be large devastation and loss of life because we're not prepared for it. And I'm not sure what we can. Other civil society and organization can come forward and help the government solve this issue. But talking about things I can't solve, it makes no sense. But I have another caller here. Patch the caller through there, producer. You patch the caller there through? Go ahead, caller. How you doing today?
A pleasant good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning to you. Go ahead, man.
Sparky, you left away. Gave Raymond a long run this morning.
I did, and I wasn't going to, but I said let him run.
Yeah, well, no problem. We need justice, law, and order. That's Raymond's password now.
Go ahead.
What I can't understand sometimes from the callers is you listening to them, you giving them the time to talk, and they keep saying hello, hello, hello.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to say, I'm listening. If only two of you can't talk the same time. They can sing in the choir.
Mm-hmm. But I want to hear you.
One has to listen and one has to talk. But, you know, we keep saying the same thing over and over, and we can admit that nothing is being done. Where is PLP, FNM, UBP, whoever they is, whatever P they is? But we're not taking into fact something what I call enumeration or figures. Just say, for example, when somebody asks you what you prayed for the hurricane not to come to New Providence. Hey, we got to admit that New Providence is the capital of the Bahamas. Everything of importance, of major importance, happens in the capital. Our largest airport is here. Our biggest hospitals is here. Our largest banks are here. Most of the businesses are here. All the warehouses, all the import companies, everything is here. Our shipping port is here. This is the center of the nucleus of the system. If something should happen to this one, we got to dash out of the outer islands where nothing is at, or we got to head to Florida. No doubt about it. We can't go in the water, just start swimming now. Just for example, we say we're going to help the people in the population of Haiti out. We tied it up and down, so we say, okay, we go to the Caribbean, our organization, say, we're going to lend a hand to Haiti. There's a population of over 12 million people in Haiti. We in the Bahamas will take 1 million. Now, what happens if we take 1 million and say we can help 1 million? Right off the bat, they are Haitians, born Haitians, and their constitution say that they are Haitians.
Sparky.
They are all Haitians.
Sparky. Sparky.
Sparky. Listen to the figure.
No, hold on. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you, Sparky.
Okay.
The last time you called, you said the exact same thing. I have it on recording. So
yes.
I don't need you to remind me. I want you to engage me on new things. I want to talk about whether Alfred Sayers is doing a good job. Talk about that. I want to know why we got to form a committee to turn off the illegal electricity. Talk about that. I don't want to talk about Haiti because you said the exact same thing last time, the last three times, actually.
Well, okay, I agree with you on this particular one because I think that's how they play politics in the Bahamas. Alfred Sayers is a lawyer, right?
He's a good lawyer. He's a QC. He's a good lawyer.
Yeah, he's a QC. No, he's a KC now, right?
Yeah, thanks.
KC now.
Mm-hmm.
They could change the name of Sir Charles Highway, or they can put that to King Charles. So that's what Prince Charles is like, King Charles now. But anyway, I agree with you. That's politics in the Bahamas. That is law. It's been politics in the Bahamas from when I was a child. I'm not a child anymore, and it remains the same.
So you believe the good minister blowing hot air?
I believe that's all it is. It's nothing. I agree with you. There's nothing going to happen.
Mm.
See, if there's something going to happen, they would have said a long time ago, okay, by January the 10th, 2003.
No date has been set.
That's what I'm saying. If there is meaning with this, because they say, okay, Bahamans, we're tired. We're listening to you now. What you have. We hear you say, we don't need no referendum. By January the 10th, 2023, all illegal people in the Bahamas, get on one plane, get on one boat, you're leaving.
Mm.
Simple as that. You're leaving. Now, if you want to come back, you come back the right way. The way we travel to Florida, we go to the airport, we stand behind the yellow line, we wait for the man to check out our own documents. He say, don't go across that line until I tell you go.
And Sparky, I have one or two more calls when Patrick, and I enjoy talking to you today.
But that's how we got to do it.
Yes. Patrick, next caller through there. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, a pleasure. Good morning to you. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah, you know, well, this is the first time I called for this.
Okay, go ahead.
The Minister of Finance and the Minister of State said that they expect the pharmacists to obey the law, right?
Yeah.
So they don't expect these illegal immigrants to obey the law as well.
See, you trying to be trapsy. There's no need to be trapsy.
I thought it was the expectation that all law-abiding citizens would obey the law, right?
Let me use the word that the minister said. You took finish talk. I can look for the word.
And
the
law
said.
For the other set of people. Come on, man. The law should be fair. The law should be equal. Okay. And the other thing is, both Keith Bell and the Minister of Way, they need to go. The other day, Keith Bell said,
mm-hmm.
"Oh, these are regular shanty towns." So, see, if you build a mansion and I build a hut, and both of us broke the same law, what difference? Shouldn't both of our structures be taken down?
I agree with you.
Some
of these people building the houses to code.
Yes.
And if they are Bahamian citizens, and they...
But we
empower Bahamians.
What kind of country we... We're in trouble now. This country in trouble.
But if they are Bahamian citizens and if they build their shanty to code,
surely we can
give a piece of land to them and say, hey man, since it's built to code, you can live right there.
Yeah, but listen,
no?
You got to do things decently and in order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can't, suppose everybody decides to do like how these people are doing. What kind of country are we going to have, man? We need to have law, and like Bremen always said, we need justice, law, and order in this country, and it needs to be structured so people can know, and the law needs to be clearly delineated. It shouldn't be no gray areas. The law says you cannot build, you cannot build. It shouldn't be no judicial review for that.
I am concerned, and I think our politicians want us to stop talking about this. You know we are prone to forget things and say, man, that's last week news. But I am concerned about the shanty towns. And every time Mr. Alfred says speak, he makes an excuse.
To decide if somebody is breaking, has broken the law?
They're getting free light. Or they're getting attacked.
You need a committee to
I'm concerned.
So that means that everybody who goes before the court should find, she should do the same thing and let them find a committee to find us if I break the law. Because she...
We need to challenge the minister. But anyway, thank you very much for calling. I have another caller there.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, have man. Producer Patch, that caller through, please. Producer, you get that one, that call there? Go ahead, caller. Time for holding.
21.
Good morning to you. I can hear you, caller, but...
On regular.
Oh, I got myself to hang up for you, man. That's sad. Okay, go ahead, caller. You have a next caller?
Hey, Mr. Nuri, what's up, brother?
I'm doing well. Blessings to you, man.
Blessings to you, sir. So, you know something? I want to say something, but I don't want people to think that I'm being political, like some people in this country believe that I am all the time. But, Mr. Nuri, in on all fairness, right, the Progressive Liberal Party is the government. The minister, yes, that's the minister, Mr. Says. I respect that. But let's be realistic, and let's be fair. During that time when the government was led by the honorable, give him his respect, Mr. Minister.
You know, people right? Be voted out for being incompetent? We just don't talk with them no more.
Yeah,
we fixed them.
I just want to bring something to your attention.
Let's talk with this government.
Why don't you let me finish, please?
I want you to finish. I said, let's talk about this government.
I'm going to talk about... the first thing I talked about was... I talked about the first thing I said was this government.
Yeah, so let's stick on that wicket. Go ahead.
I am saying to you, right? When the past government...
Oh, we're going back to the past one again. Go ahead.
Mr. Nuri, this is tying in, sir.
You're tying it in. Go ahead, man.
Yes, you had Fred Smith, which was the lawyer for then, right? And you had Mr. Luby Georges, right? When the government... Then we're sending these people back. They were the people who rised up, who had injunctions, who went to the Supreme Court and put an injunction. When, and as much as I don't like the Free National Movement government to appoint, that was the time, right time, to get rid of this illegal immigration, especially in Abaco. And nobody could tell me today on this radio that I lie. That I talk in something that don't make no sense, or there ain't no truth.
So now let's get current. Let's talk what Alfred says. Like I said before, I would help with the last government. You still want to go there?
Let's get current out. All right?
I would know. Okay, let's pretend you're the minister. Let's pretend you're the minister.
Yes, sir.
They have illegal electricity in the shanty town, illegal water, and they don't know how to get there. But they know they're attached to the shanty town and the pole there, and they're getting free electricity and all that stuff. What would you do?
What would I do?
Form a committee. I know that.
I was shut down the power and I shut down the water.
But the minister say no, he can form a committee. And that is the conversation we have today.
So, listen, so if the minister say he's going to form a committee, what do you think the committee can do? Now, let's be realistic. See, Mr. Nuri, not because this is the PLP, I'm a supporter of the PLP. Let's be real. You think now, if they put Mr. C.A. Nuri on that committee, what you think your answer would be? Shut it off. So whether Mr. says take this himself or put it in a committee's hand, they're going to shut it off.
And the first time Mr. says made reference to this was in January. In April. Uh-huh. Let's count. I'm good at math. From April. Count the months for me. From April, go. April, May, go ahead. I'm counting with me.
April, May,
no,
June,
count it.
July.
You got to count.
April, May, June, July, August,
you
ain't September,
counting.
October, November.
How much months
that
is?
8 months, right?
God
that's
have mercy.
Months?
It's been 8 months a day.
It's
do nothing
months.
Yet. Oh, there ain't nothing going to happen. You see what I'm dealing with? And you ain't vexed.
So I
know
to,
you have
you're,
political
you're,
strength.
You're
have committed.
You have political strength.
And instead you go to Mr. Alfred says and say, bruh, you got to do something soon. Because what you're doing right now, I ain't happy with. You come on the radio here and bullying me. I'm the bad guy.
So who's the bad guy here? See, that's the problem now. This is the problem now in our country.
I would know.
The politics of it.
Who's the bad guy?
Before.
Who's the bad guy?
This could under the previous government.
Going back to the old government.
Fighting down the government.
We vote them out. Remember when we was talking and we vote them out? I helped vote them out.
We vote them out or not.
And now every time I went home, this government accountable.
To eradicate,
you
to alleviate
call,
all the shanty towns in Abaco,
you
but no,
call
Mr.
the show
Smith,
and
Mr.
say,
Luby Jones,
don't
and I think
worry about this
Stephanie
government.
Continuously fight against, fight
you
for these people talking about
human
rights.
The show and say, don't worry about this government. Let's badger the old government.
I'm bashing the old government, sir.
You talk about them 6 times so far.
What I'm saying is, yes, Mr. Sayers has his weight cut out. Yes, Mr. Bell has his weight cut out.
And I want him to do something
now. I'm not going to sit on this phone and down Mr. Sayers.
Of course not. You can bash Millis. I know what you plan to do. You plan to bash Millis. I know what you do. Every day.
I planned to bash Millis.
You did, but 3 times.
Mr. Neary, let's be realistic. I want you to pinch yourself in that studio.
Let me pinch.
Right? A couple of years ago, right?
Uh-huh.
A few years back, not too long ago, right?
Going back to
you
the past.
You couldn't
again.
Move around like that. You couldn't wear nothing without no mask, you know, Mr. Neary. Let's be realistic now. Let's take the politics out of it.
Talking about COVID now.
All right? Let's take the politics out of it.
Take the politics
out of it. I want you, I just want you to realize something. The people, whether there's a lower vote turnout on September the 16th, 2020, when they elected Philip Edward Brave Davis as the prime minister, so there's nothing you could do or nothing no one else could do but sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight. You have a nice day, sir.
Thanks, man, Dwight. The text here said, listen, they can't speak English. That's what the language that we speak, and they are therefore holding fraudulent documents. And we all know that. Stop lying.
If you'd like to make a call.
And it's immigration's job to determine whether the document is fraudulent or not. And the immigration went there and raid, and they check all the documents and concluded only 52 of them was illegal. And we need to face that fact that, remember, this wasn't the first time they checked the people's documents. No, they checked it in 2018, too, and said the majority of people there either have status or Bahamians. So this is a Bahamian problem. We got to either deal with it or something. But I have another caller here. Producer Patrick, caller, too. Go ahead, caller. I wish you, caller, but your feedback. Caller, you go on. Then the next caller. Go ahead, right here, man.
So one of the things I am disappointed in is that you're making a lot of sense.
Hey, I'm making sense, hey.
And these guys are calling the talk show, carrying on.
Believe me, on my own show.
I lived in Florida for a number of years. I came back home.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way on God's green earth, as a Bohemian or a Haitian, and I have Haitian family who lives in the United States of America, and they got nice homes, nice cars. They can never, ever go and build no shanty town in America.
Mm.
If you're sending money home, we need to sit down with these people and let them know, hey, guess what? You need to live in a nice apartment with running water, flushing toilet, and the thing. They need to be demolished within the next 6 months. And we need to hold landlords accountable also in this country. Okay?
I agree.
Fix up your place so these people can rent it. Government don't need to go around building houses for people like that. If you don't have the money, how could government go and build houses and put them out there for termites to take over?
I watch it, you know. You think this funny, but I watch it. They say there's rent to own, and we's looking at it, and he's saying nothing. I don't know what to say.
Let 20,000 of us, or even 5,000 of us, go live in America right now, live in America, see if we can set up shanty town and using illegal capital.
And the people said they could form a committee to solve it. That's what they plan to do.
We don't need a committee. Okay, let me and you right now. Meet me on Michael Road after you finish your show.
Mm-hmm.
Let me and you go right now and start billing. Me and you as Bohemians. And we go and keep electricity from the government. Or from BTC. See what happens to me.
And see, something is wrong, caller. I can say this point. Thank you very much, caller. Let me say this point. There are immigrants who get their citizenship, right, from our government, legal document, not no fraudulent, legal document, citizenship turned Bohemian, and they live in shantytown. It should be impossible. How is it that I don't ask you where you live? Where? How come I don't ask that? It's time for breaking. How come I don't ask you where you live? How you get doc? Anyway, caller, I see you. It's blinking, but let me take a short break. I didn't take the break yet. So, producer, let that break go through.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service we've been on the scene. Protect. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio with C.A. Nuri, and we're talking whether Minister Alfred Gray needs to be called out. I think that he procrastinated, and I think the excuses that's happening, I think someone needs to say, no, man, we need to talk for this now. And they can wait. Nothing's going to be done for this year. Nothing. So now we have January, we can deal with this. That could be like the whole 9 months, you know, almost a year, and nobody do nothing. No letter. No assurance of no letter to say, hey, time to move, prep yourself. You know, no bulldozing or anything. And it's clear. And no, and you see, when you're hearing words that these are Bahamian citizens living here, we know you can't be throwing out Bahamian citizens with no houses. You know, we can't. That's inhumane. And you're using words that this, we have a human situation, you know. So I have this text says, so if there's 52 of them, 52 illegal immigrants, only 52 illegal immigrants was found, right? That means we have a different problem to solve. We may need low-skilled labor, but the labor cannot live in unsanitary or illegal structures. And the point is, the people in Abaco, the rich people, the Conky Joe people, the foreign first second home owners, know that unsanitary places. Because everybody employed in Abaco, no, there's no unemployment there. You know, they're asking more people in Nassau to come. And more people in Nassau would have gone there if they had places to live, only the shanty town available. That means all those male people and women who live inside the shanty towns, they're working. And they get work permit because they're only finding 52 illegal immigrants. They get work permit. So these, we have some evil people. We have some evil people in Abaco. And mind you, some of these people, and say, watch me get racial. Forgive me for this, but watch me get racial. Some of these people were loyalists, descended from loyalists, who used to have in free labor, cheap labor. Inside their DNA. So when they come here and they see other cheap labor they can take advantage of, they say, Lord, look what the Lord has blessed us. We get another plantation to work out of. And this is what's happening. But I have another caller there. Principal Patrick, caller there. True, please. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
How you doing today, man?
I'm in a fury. I'm going to play judge and jury. Sparky was on to something. I like what David was saying. As a matter of fact, the last caller. And so the last text also, they highlight impact, right? The unsanitary conditions. But we don't pay attention to something until something breaks out, right? So when I hear you saying it's something that you didn't even realize is a loophole that you revealed, you said that the people were given citizenship, but they were dwelling in the shanty towns. And so that shouldn't be. And so do you understand what I mean by a parallel society? These things don't surprise me about the illegal lights, the illegal this. What else they have illegal? But people are saying it doesn't breed illegal activity. But that's a conversation for another day. We can't say anything about ourselves. Really, the problem is us, you know. Because like I said, if we don't march downtown with 15, 20, 30, 50,000 people, these people will continue to eat, to defecate on us. And so what happens is, because they're not seeing the fervor against what they're doing, they're going to continue to do this. Of course, Mr. Sayers is very brilliant. He wrote a brilliant article during the pandemic. But brains without gonads is meaningless to me, all right? What they need to do is they need to be different. And so once you have politicians going in private meetings with any entity to discuss the Bahamian business, you have a chance for corruption. I don't care who they're meeting with. This is where we need a camera, a watchdog, a judiciary watchdog committee, whatever, et cetera, to be able to scrutinize. Now, here you're saying they have papers. They have my name, 52. So I'm concerned that there's only 52 of them that was illegal. Now, the fact that you have these justice of the peace, I don't know why we still have these justice of the peace, because there's no justice and there's no peace. So there's no need for them because this is outdated. And we know what they are doing. We know what they are doing because unless you scrutinize these documents, and even though immigration has done some innovations in computerizing these documents, right? We still have this problem of corruption, and we always turn a blind eye to corruption. I bet you even someone wrote, I think Lincoln Bain, somebody put some kind of legal framework concerning this these documents, right? A lot of these things are being issued illegally. And I don't care what people say, because there's no way you could come here and obtain citizenship wise in the country. And so people always have money, right, to pay off people to do certain things. And we know the name of people for years. They're even lying with the numbers of people. Sparky mentioned the numerology, which, you know, we've been mentioning and talking about it for a long time. The Wit was talking about the Shantytown's regrowth. If they can see a half bag in the bush, they can't see the Shantytown, Mr. Newey. And then the thing is, Luby and Fred Smith, who I have nothing against, but they didn't advocate for their people not to resume building these Shantytowns. Hence, there's a new storm or whatever, except whenever something comes again, then you have the same scenario and the treasury, and then, you know, your money for the repatriation. So this is even worse than an equilibrium, because there's nothing equal. It's a one-sided situation. And we're doomed once we decide to sit back and be passive.
52, I have another call, and I run out of time, so let me get...
Mr. Newey,
go ahead.
You saw the snake the other day on the internet. People was concerned how large the snake was. It's the same thing with the amount of Haitians. It's the same thing. Bless.
Bless up. Richard Patrick, calling through while I read this text. Mr. Newey, most of the unions have already signed agreements and contracts with the government. What the heck is Mr. Ferguson waiting on to sign? He will wait until the government tell him to took too long to sign theirs. No money for civil servants. Hell no. Yeah, we're concerned about what Kingsley Ferguson is doing. Also, I want to correct. I mentioned Alfred Gray instead of saying Alfred Says, even though y'all know I mean Alfred Says. And I see the text line going crazy. How dare you call the ambassador name? No. Anyway, let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes. Good morning, Mr. Newey.
I'm doing well, and I wish you to call early because you run out of time and people trying to call you, but I want you to make your point.
Oh, wow. Oh, my point is, we don't have a legal crisis in this country. How soon we forget,
mm-hmm.
you know. But however it is, I think, you know, like those persons, I'm sorry to say like that, but they like to cut, burn, and chop a lot when you see they can't have their way. And we can wait till something like that happen in this country before we start up and pay attention.
We got to do something. And like I said, the sense of urgency is not happening in the Ministry of Immigration, nor in the Ministry of Works. And I am concerned. The sense of urgency is not happening in the Ministry of National Security, because what is happening to us in the country regarding the Shantytown is a travesty, and it's a sin against us, and we need to rise up and tell these ministers they got to go. Go ahead, pass the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller. No? You gone? You know, and like I said, what is happening? The idea that we have people who have illegal electricity, right? Illegal water, and connected to our government system. And then you said we got to form a committee in order to disconnect them? Something is wrong. The idea that you've been talking from April that we plan to do something, and you say, okay, anything planned yet? Coming through the plan ain't reached yet to go to cabinet. And it's 9 months later. This means something wrong. And I should be vexed. I am vexed, ratted. And I am not pleased. I don't believe that the Minister Thayers and Minister Keith Bell is doing a good job. And if they're not doing a good job, I say fire them. There's been Guardian Radio in AM. This is C.A. Newey. And I mean to talk about this again, because they want us to forget.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.